This is our 62nd podcast, and I have some debatable questions for you, Zach. Are you ready?
I love debatable questions. That's why we do this.
All right. We asked a lot of people this at the Kevin Hart movie premiere, and I want to ask you this now.
Oh, I get the question?
You get the question. If you sit in the middle seat on an airplane, do you have the right to both armrests?
Now, it all depends on how and who is sitting next to you. Let me explain. Are you just going to eat this pancake while...
Yeah.
Well, it's a little disrespectful, don't you think?
No.
Okay. Don't be munching in the background of my commentary.
No.
All right. If you get there and you're the first person in the middle seat, you claim it, you have the right.
That's fair.
Yes, it does. Okay. I'll tell you why.
That's what Kevin said.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because it's your boarding group. So if you're in the earlier boarding groups, because you're a member of that airline, you get the right to the middle seat, both armrests. That's my theory I'm going with. So if you're group two and somebody comes on group five and sits on the aisle after you, you deserve the armrest first.
So what happens if you're the last one to the middle seat? What happens if you're the last one and the aisle and the window seat are already taken there and you have the middle seat and they're on the armrest? Do you have the right?
You have the right to one. And you got to read the situation. It's very contextual. It's subjective. If someone is taking up more space in the seat, you let that armrest go, okay? And you take the other one. Now, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Formulating an opinion in my head.
I think that the middle seat has the right to both armrests. But if the arms have any leakage over, then it's foul play. You need to be able to swipe a credit card up and there's no leakage of the arm over. You keep those arms tucked and on the armrests.
You know what I'm a fan of is if I get... So, okay, I'm changing my answer. You have the right, but not to the whole armrest. You got to share that thing.
You get the front and
back. You're not going to sit there like this. You're not going to sit there like... You're going to go like this, and your arms are going to be tucked. In middle seat, take the back part of the armrest on both sides and let someone else get the front.
Okay,
that's fair. You have room, and you have space. But if someone's dominating, you could tap their shoulder, you could say something, but I wouldn't.
I was on a flight, and the guy was dominating those armrests. I was in the window seat. I was leaning. My back was hurting at the end because I was leaning to the right the whole flight. It was horrible.
And it happens.
It wasn't that bad.
I was on a flight with my girlfriend, and she was getting dominated on the left armrest in the aisle, and she was in the middle seat. I was in the window. And I just told her, I was like, hey, listen, it's okay.
It happens.
We lost this battle. It's fine. If he gets up to go to the bathroom, you claim that thing when he comes back.
You win the war.
You win the war. It's not about the battle. It's about the war. And that person's going to give eventually, especially on a long flight.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think you get there and you just feel the situation and just use your context clues.
All right.
Read the type of person you're sitting next to. Are they aggressive? Are they calm?
All right.
Are they taking up a lot of space? Are they not? Are they a friendly person? Do they look mean? All these are factors that you have to plan in.
I think you're just rambling now about this.
I am. Well, I'm trying to think what I would think in my head, and that's how my mind works. I just stumble upon all these ideas, and I cycle them through, analyze the situation, and then take the armrests.
Okay. I feel very strongly about that.
No, you know what? I'm just a situational awareness type guy, and some people have none of it. Social awareness.
Moving on from that question.
Moving on. All right. I want to go through some logos.
Okay.
Did you know the hidden meanings in these logos? So I have a few logos I'm going to show you.
Let's see.
I'm going to do it via my phone.
So first off, we got the Toyota logo. The Toyota logo, I have no idea what the hidden meaning is. I'm assuming that the little circles create a T.
Yes, there's a T in there.
Is that?
I'll give you that one. That's a component of what I'm talking about.
Does it spell out Toyota?
Every letter in the company name is in that logo.
That makes sense.
If you swipe to the other way, you could see that
Toyota. I got that.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, I think
you give it to me. I got that.
I'll give it to you. You didn't fully get there, but
what do you mean?
I gave you a little push.
Run it. Run back the replay. I got that.
I don't know about that, but it's fine. All right. What about the, and you might have given this to me before, what about the Tour de France logo?
I don't think I've ever given this to you, but I know that there's a guy on, so the Tour de France is T-O-U-R day and then France is underneath. It looks like the R in Tour is a person riding a bike.
You'd be correct. In the O-U-R in the logo, the yellow part especially, person's riding a bike.
Yes.
It's the second part of that photo.
Yes. Gotcha.
You can see it. Yeah. Now we got the Bronx Zoo. Now, the Bronx Zoo's phenomenal logo.
Oh, I know the Bronx Zoo.
It's one of the best zoos in the world.
I think it is. No, it isn't.
It's top three. Yeah. San Diego's puts up great competition every year.
the Cincinnati Zoo is a big one too.
I know my zoos. A lot of zoos do this hidden meaning logo, by the way.
The Bronx Zoo is the two giraffes and the birds flying around. I know that in the legs, it's the skyline of New York City.
Yeah, you got a few of the most iconic buildings. I think the Empire State Building's in there. One of the Chrysler Building, maybe.
Sure.
I can't see the logo because you're on my phone. Building. Flatiron Building, we'll take
one
it.
One of them.
Yeah, so that's hidden within there. You got two more logos. Next up is Wendy's.
Wendy's, I actually don't know this one. Is it just, it seems like the Wendy's, the collar is circled. So the collar, it says, spells Wendy's.
No. So it actually shows mom in the collar.
Wow.
If you see the little button.
Why is that?
They said it was unintentional. I don't know.
Okay.
There's no reason behind it. But people noticed that and they were like, okay, that's it.
People are really bored and have nothing to do, I think.
They are really bored. And then the last one is the Hershey Kisses logo.
Is it just that the two Hershey Kisses are hugging?
No, it's not. There's something else in there.
Hershey Kisses.
So you see one kiss on the left, you see one kiss on the right.
Yeah.
Is there a third one, Brian?
I'm assuming there is, if you're saying that.
If you take a gander between the K and the I.
Oh, yeah.
And you turn your head,
I knew that.
And you turn your head to the left.
Yeah, there's
you
a
see
Hershey
a little
kiss
Hershey
in
kiss.
It. That's like the FedEx logo, kind
it
of.
It is. Similar to the FedEx logo.
Yeah, I like that.
That was an idea that was submitted by UO Message.
UO Message. Shout out to you, buddy.
UO Message on YouTube. Shout out to him.
Shout
I know
you,
he's
buddy.
Listening. He's on the live chat right now.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm assuming nice. He was there last time.
All right. I have some other questions here. Will the release of GTA 6 be the biggest moment in pop culture history?
No.
Why? You don't think it is?
In pop culture history?
I think it might be.
I mean, I can't think of anything to defend outside of that, but
I have a few listed, but like, okay. This is going to be by far the biggest video game of all time, sales and play wise.
But it's pop culture related. Like I'm thinking music too. So like any song that Taylor Swift releases right now is getting over.
Not bigger than GTA 6.
There's technically,
yeah, but if you think about it, no. The hours played compared to the hours listened, it's probably crazy different how many hours played on GTA. If you take just GTA 5, let's look it up. If you take GTA 5, how many hours have people played GTA 5?
I'm thinking if Taylor Swift drops an album and each song on that album has close to, I don't know, 500 million views or listens, I feel like it's not... Maybe it'll be competitive with GTA. And that's just one example. Like,
GTA, but listen, like people play GTA all day sometimes.
Yeah.
And like some hardcore Taylor Swift fans will listen to like a whole album, maybe listen to it like whenever they're driving or they're working. And that's like semi all day. But some people grind like literally all night into the next day. And imagine college kids and young kids playing it. That's like you're coming out like 15 hours a day.
But what else do you have in pop culture history that listed?
So I have a few things. They're probably not comparable, but I have like moments. So another pop culture history moment could be the Will Smith Chris Rock slap.
I mean, very popular. Again, I don't think it's like shifting a paradigm in people's behaviors. I think they're just talking about it.
The Taylor Swift Travis Scott. Taylor Swift Travis Kelce dating. That was a crazy moment.
That is a big moment. People are saying that it's Travis Kelce's girlfriend. They're downplaying her.
Oh, really?
Or people are downplaying
him. The Avengers movies, just any of them coming out.
Those releases come out way too often for them to have that much of a significance.
There's only three.
Yeah, but there's a lot of movies with Avengers.
No, but I'm saying the event. No, there isn't. There's only three.
The Spider-Man movies?
That's not an Avengers movie, Zach.
Yeah, but it's in the universe. It's in the Marvel
universe.
I'm
saying the Avengers movies.
It's diluted.
No, I'm saying the Avengers movies. There's only three Avengers movies.
I don't care. It's all superhero movies. I don't care about them.
I know, but you got to open up your mind a little bit. I'm not a big superhero fan, but you got to respect that people like it.
Yes, but they're all still Avengers. They all have their individual movies. They drop all the time. I get it. Listen. They're like one of the most viewed movies of all time.
They are. Every single one of them is in the top five or top 10.
I'm just not that much of a fan.
I know, but you have to realize that people like it.
I get people like
Kanye,
it.
Kanye Taylor Swift drama, when he called her out on stage, that was a huge moment in pop culture history.
That was.
And then another one, you're going to hate it because you don't like superheroes. The Spider-Verse with Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland all coming together.
No, that was awesome.
What? Like, I can't get a read on you with this.
They all swung
together.
Yeah,
it's cool. You said you just hate them 2 seconds ago.
It's the only scene I've seen from that movie.
It's actually a good movie. So I think GTA 6 is going to be one of the biggest moments in pop culture history.
I guess when you take it from that perspective in terms of how many people are going to play it, the hours that they're going to put in, it's going to shift the way human behavior is.
Whoa.
It's because, yeah, people are going to lock themselves in the basement, play the whole game, play the online. People are still playing GTA 5 online. I know.
It's crazy.
But you think, like, even like Fortnite. Like, Fortnite just, like, happened. Like, the shift that Fortnite had big on, like, people. I'm still playing Fortnite today.
I don't want this pancake anymore.
Okay, take a bite. No. Oh, you don't?
Oh.
The desk. Now we're fine.
You're good. Down goes Steve.
Oh, Steve. All right. Let's move on.
Okay. When you talk about history, it gets me going in my history mode. I'm very tuned into history.
Let's hear this. Are you?
Yeah. Very. Put these historical events in the order of when they happened. Oh. So I'm going to tell you 5 historical events, all within a relative time period.
Okay.
And you're going to try and order them for me.
Okay.
Okay. So I have the first moon landing, the O.J. Simpson trial. Do you want to write these down?
Yeah. I don't have much confidence.
You don't seem very excited.
Okay.
The first moon landing, the O.J. Simpson trial, the JFK assassination, the Beatles breakup, and when Apple officially became a company.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be guessing here.
Yeah, that's not... You're not going to...
But these are all within like 20 years of each other, so it's kind of tough. I thought you were going to give me like... Within like 100 years, like World War II, like World War I or whatever, stuff like that.
Why that would be too easy. World War...
I'm just saying,
which one came first? World War II?
World War I or the John Wilkes Booth or the Egyptians or something. No, you're going to give me that.
We're not that deep. Not that deep here.
Oh, gosh. I would assume... I think that you gave me the Apple one as a trick question, so I'm not going to say that that's the most recent. I'm going to say the OJ trial is the most recent.
OJ Simpson trial is the most recent. That's very good. October 3rd, 1995.
And then it was the Beatles breakup.
The Beatles breakup is not.
Damn it. Apple?
Is it Apple? Apple became a company on January 3rd, 1977. So they're number 4 if we're going... Which way do you want to go?
Well, that way then.
Most recent one is OJ Simpson trial.
Yeah. Got it.
Second most recent is Apple becoming company on January 3rd, 1977.
Okay, the next one has to, I'm assuming, the Beatles.
Yes, the Beatles are the next one. They're December 29th, 1974.
And
now you didn't sweep this, which is fine.
I didn't sweep it.
But let's finish strong here. Let's get it together. Which came first, the landing on the moon or the JFK assassination?
I got a 50-50 shot here.
50-50 shot.
I think the moon landing's next.
The moon landing is next, July 16th, 1969.
And then what year was JFK?
JFK was in 1963.
I probably should know that, but I don't.
Let me make sure I got this right.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I mean, I think you're right. I only got one wrong. I'm happy with my performance of just pretty much totally guessing.
I am right. I got it right. Let's
go. That was pretty cool. Solid.
All right.
I'm happy with that.
You know, if you gave that to me, I think I'd struggle more than me giving it to you.
You think?
I don't know, maybe. Depends what the topics are.
Okay. I have a few NBA things if you want to.
Sure.
Or we'll do a sports second half of the podcast here, because I've got a bunch of NBA stuff or sports stuff in general for you. Okay. So I'm just going to go all my non-sports stuff. What is your plan in a zombie apocalypse?
So we're really leaping from sports. Okay. Bunker.
Okay. Well, I don't think that... I feel like that's not really a plan, because you would have to prep that pre.
Okay.
Right? Because you need to prep your bunker. If it's right now, if the zombie apocalypse happened right now, or when you're in an apartment in Jersey City, what's your plan?
All right. If I'm in Jersey City, I'm probably going to try and locate myself in a high building. I'm going to get supplies from like the supermarket. I'm going to raid it. I'm going to raid the supermarket.
It's like everybody
take
else.
Everything. I'm going to take over the top 3 floors in my apartment building. We're going to we're going to form teams.
And you're going to stay in the apartment building?
We're going to stay in the apartment building at the top.
Whoa.
But we got to make some runs. So there's going to be a trip to Home Depot in there.
Zip line? Zip line from the top to the parking garage or something?
The trip to Home Depot, we're going to pick up goods to build the zip line. We're going to buy some weapons. And I
you're
think
not going to buy it. You're just going to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. I don't know. I really don't know. Because I think you want to be in a location.
I mean, I don't hate the plan.
But I think you want to be in a location where you could mobilize. And I feel like that situation, I'm not going to be able to be mobile if I'm in the top of like a high rise.
And you want to get out of the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my plan is go for the nearest boat.
Boat's a good one.
Like, I want to get to a boat and either go to a small island or go to, like, I could go to a bay in New Jersey and go to an island in a bay, or I could just take a big boat, hijack a boat somewhere or steal a boat and go out and just live on the boat for a while. And then, because apparently zombies can't swim.
Yeah, I was going to say zombies pretty much can't do water.
Well, we're just guessing this. We don't know this. But if they couldn't do water, I would definitely go on an island.
I like that idea.
Conquer the island.
You know what? Take the boat, go to an island. So I'm going to Ellis Island because I'm in Jersey City.
Ellis Island?
Yeah. The Statue of Liberty.
I feel like it's going to be crowded. I feel like a lot of people are going to go there.
Well, yeah.
Why don't you come down here?
All right. I'll come down
come
here.
Come down here. You can come Central down. South Jersey. We'll go into a bay and we'll stay
just
on like
also, but
Treasure Island.
I want to be somewhere where I could locate where the food is because you got to think you're going duration here.
Fishing poles.
Fishing poles from the Hudson River. Oh, I guess we're coming down here.
We're not going in the Hudson River.
We're coming down here. And nothing could live in the Hudson River.
No.
Except whales.
Yeah. A lot of people say Dick's Sporting Goods or Home Depot or Walmart standing there, but that's everyone's idea. We got to get on that boat. Get on the boat. Do the island.
Take the boat out, find an island, maybe go down to the Caribbean. Who knows? You end up there eventually.
Make our way, yeah.
And then go castaway on it.
Yeah. And then we create our own island.
You know how crazy my beard would get if I didn't shave it for like a year?
I would look like a leprechaun.
Yeah, you would.
You would look like Castaway.
Yeah, I don't think I would. All right. Maybe you would flee the country, which brings me to my next topic. Can you name 10 countries with 5 letters in their name? Now, there's a lot of countries with just 5 letters, but I figured 10 is a reasonable amount for you to guess.
5 letters. I was going to say Peru, but that's 4.
Peru is 4 letters.
That's 4 letters.
Now, you got to give me a second as you say these, because I got to go check them off as I find them. What do you got for me? I want 10 of your best countries.
China.
China is one of them. There you go. You got one.
China. Japan.
Japan's a good one.
Ah!
I like how you're in the Asia area. That's a good one. 5 letters.
Italy.
Italy is 5 letters. You got 3 of them.
Well, now we got to think here. Let's think. Niger.
I didn't expect you to go there. I didn't expect you to go there.
Africa. That's
where you're traveling on the map. That's your 4th one.
Egypt.
Egypt's a good one. I really like where you're at right now.
I'm just
That's
excited
5.
Right now.
Hey, listen, Brian, you're halfway there.
Syria.
Syria is a really good one. That's a very good one. That's number 6.
I'm kind of going really random.
You're honestly skipping so many popular
India.
Countries.
India. That one's an easy one. That one's an easy one. How many do I have? 7?
You got 7. So all you need is 3 more.
Let me think.
30 seconds.
Haiti.
Haiti's a good one. That's number 8. You need 2 more.
I haven't named a bad one.
You haven't named a bad one. There's no bad countries in here yet.
What about Chile?
Chile is a great one too.
That's
shocked. I'm shocked at you right now. I'm just shocked. There's main countries that you're missing.
I'm not even thinking of
them. But this is actually exactly what I expected to happen.
This is good.
All right, you need one more.
Kenya.
Kenya's the last one. Can I tell you some of the countries you missed?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that answer. Those answers, though.
Well, actually, you did pretty good. You missed Qatar. You missed Spain. Spain's a great country.
I'd rather have Kenya
on
my
team.
That's a good
one. That's a good one. You'd rather have Kenya. I guess you didn't miss that many. Yemen. Libya.
That was pretty good.
Ghana.
It's pretty good.
That was very good.
Thank
I was
you.
Proud of you. I'm always proud of you, bud.
Malta.
Malta. Malta's in there. That one, I was shocked.
I've been there.
I was shocked you didn't say it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't even know where Malta is. Is that Africa?
It's in the Mediterranean.
It's the Mediterranean. Okay.
All right.
Sometimes I just open my mouth too much.
That's the point of the podcast. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Going based off countries, I want to talk about another country question. What country has the best in each of these categories? I have 3 categories.
I'm happy you asked me this as I am very cultured.
Yes, we all know you're very cultured. What country has the best food?
Now, I'm Italian.
And Colombian. And Latvian.
And Latvian. And American.
And I am?
Czechoslovakian. Irish?
Yep. Italian.
You're Italian?
50%.
You're 50% Italian?
Yeah, my grandma and my grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
And then I'm German. And a little bit English. British.
Oh, yeah,
5%.
Sprinkle.
All right. Which country has the best food?
It's Italy. I mean, it's hands down.
Is it?
I think so.
Who's like the runners up? Is it like Greece? Is it Spain?
I think like Greece Mexico. Has good. You know what? Greek food's
Japan.
Greek food's all right. I'm not the biggest. I think I've overrated. You know, Thai food? Overrated.
Really?
Yeah. It's
Mexican
just,
food?
Everybody always says how flavorful Thai food is, and I just don't think it. Yeah. I think it's the same. It's just a lot of garlic.
I want to say Mexico's overrated because everything's the same thing, but everything's so good.
It is good. I mean, all Spanish food in general is fantastic. All
right, so we're going Italy for food.
I'll take Italy.
All right. Nightlife. What country has the best nightlife?
Spain.
Really?
Where's Ibiza?
Ibiza's in Spain.
Spain?
So basing it off of Ibiza, Barcelona, Madrid.
Yeah. Other countries. I actually know a few of them. Sorry. Other cities. Yeah. Because Ibiza is like the...
So you're saying Spain has the best nightlife in the world, country-wise.
Prague? Where's Prague?
That's a city.
I know. Where is it?
I don't know. But you said that in the nightlife top five, and it wasn't there.
No, but it is one of the best nightlife. You just had a wrong list. You had a list that wasn't as efficient as mine. Efficient?
All right, whatever. You're going Spain?
I don't know where you're going nightlife. I don't know.
USA?
USA is a good one because you got Miami, you got Los Angeles, you got New York.
Vegas.
Nashville. All right, I'll take
New Orleans. You said Spain.
No, I'm taking
New Orleans. Spain.
Okay.
You're saying Spain?
I don't know anything.
Say Spain. No, I like the Spain answer. I'm not hating it.
Okay, I thought you were coming at me.
All right, last category.
I felt like I needed to defend myself.
Last category. What country has the best sports?
Sports is USA.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I think that's
There's no other country in this world. I feel like I'm making a presidential speech.
Yeah, I see that.
There's no other country.
That's Barack Obama.
In this world.
You went Obama with it, not like Trump or Biden.
That doesn't have better
There's
sports.
No other country in the world that has the sports that we have.
Better sports.
It's amazing.
Than the USA.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Runners up, England, UK.
Yeah, you know, that whole football, soccer thing that they got going on. I'm just not that impressed by it.
All right. So that's our country. Our country's Italian food, it's Spain nightlife, and it's USA sports.
They have devoted fans. I just don't, I'm not in on the soccer train. Cricket.
Maybe in the future.
India. Cricket.
India. Broccoli.
Okay. This game's called 5 Answers to 1.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
So each question has one less answer than the last. So the first question I ask you has 5 answers. The last question I ask you will only have 1 answer.
Okay.
The 5 back row chess pieces. You got to name one.
Got to name one.
Got to name one.
The rook.
The rook. That's a very good one. That's one of them.
I love chess.
4 starter Pokemon in Generation 1 games.
That's so I passed the first round.
You passed the first round.
Okay.
4 starter Pokemon in Generation 1 games. That's red, blue, and yellow. You just need one of the 4.
Squirtle.
Squirtle is a great one.
That's money.
That's a great one. You also had Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Pikachu.
I always choose Squirtle.
You might get stumped here. 3 sets of community cards in Texas Hold'em.
Community cards?
Community cards. So think when you're playing Texas Hold'em, what's the community? What belongs to the community?
Oh, the river?
The river's a good one. You had the flop, the turn, and the river.
Oh, I just had to process what you meant by that.
Oh, that
I didn't know that was a thing, community cards. But I got the flop, the river,
yes,
whatever.
Yes,
that's so it. I passed it.
All right.
Two more levels. Come on.
2 utilities present in Monopoly. So you need one of the 2 utilities in Monopoly.
Oh. I might lose on this.
Now, it's not the railroad. I'll tell you that.
Okay, thanks. I do like Monopoly. I just don't play it that often.
Think of utilities in our own life.
Like a sink. electric. Electricity?
Electric.
Lights? Electric? Electric bill?
I'm going to give it to you. Electric company.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the utilities. Yeah, I'll give it to you. That's one of the... It's a particular
name.
Give me
that.
It's one of the... All right. You got the last question.
Yeah.
Let's do it. This is a toss-up. Easy money. 1 speedy blue Sega mascot.
Oh. Is this a trick question?
Is it?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's Sonic the Hedgehog. You ran the gauntlet.
I ran the gauntlet. I'm too damn good.
All right. We'll go through another one. 5 answers to 1. The hint is 5 classic positions in basketball.
Well, I did play basketball.
Which position are you going to take?
I played small forward or shooting guard. Okay. I was a 2-3.
You were the
Sometimes I played four.
I was power forward center.
Yeah.
I got the height.
We're going point shooting guard.
Point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. That's one of the five. Four common situations when the ball is kicked in NFL.
A field goal?
Field goal will count. We had extra point, field goal, kickoff, or punt.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That's the four.
Oh, if that's the sports category, I'm going to demolish.
It is.
Yes.
Let's go.
Three thoroughbred U.S. Triple Crown races.
The Preakness?
The Preakness is in there. Yeah, the Kentucky nice. Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. Yeah.
I was going to say the Kentucky Derby, but I felt like that was too mainstream. I want to get a little weird with it.
You got two answers to this next question.
Let's do it.
Two Olympic host cities in Australia. You got to name one.
Oh, I know one.
Let's hear it.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yep.
One of them. Do you know the other one?
Cairns?
No.
Cairns?
No.
Queen? Not Sydney, is it? Is it Sydney?
Is that it?
Sydney?
Sydney, Australia.
Damn.
All right. Here's the last one.
Last one. One answer to this question. Let's do it.
One equestrian sport that uses a ball.
Easy. Did you know this before you wrote it down?
I didn't know it. Polo. It is polo. You know, I actually have to go through it and get all the answers right before I give it to you.
Oh. They don't have the answers for you?
No.
Oh.
You gotta go through it.
Polo.
It is polo.
Ralph Lauren. Polo.
That's it.
It's punny.
That was good.
All right. Which NBA team has the better all-time starting five? I have 9 NBA teams. Pick a number 1 through 9.
6.
All right. And pick another number 1 through 9.
3.
So it's 6 versus 3. It's the Bucks versus the Celtics. The Celtics all-times list is Bob Cousy, John Havlicek, Paul Pierce, Larry Bird, Bill Russell. That's their best all-time starting five.
It's pretty solid, but a little outdated.
The Bucks is Oscar Robinson, Sidney Moncrief, Ray Allen, Giannis, and Kareem.
I think this one's not even a conversation. I think it's the Bucks.
Really?
The athleticism on that team is substantially better than the Celtics.
It's because of the recency bias, right?
It is. Well, as the time passes.
Yeah.
NBA has just become more and more athletic, and you got a lot of old timers on the Celtics, but I think if they played modern day,
the Bucks. So I might have even changed the point guard from Bob Cousy to Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
A
team that might be more competitive, in my opinion, is just that Celtics team that won. You have Rondo, yeah. Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Well, let's do that then. All right, let's go through the matchups here. So at the point guard for the Celtics, it's Rondo versus Oscar Robinson.
Robertson's winning.
Easy. Okay. So we'll do shooting guard. We'll go Paul Pierce versus Sidney Moncrief.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take Paul Pierce. Even though Moncrief, very underrated point guard.
And then three, you got Ray Allen, so it washes. So it's 1-1 right now. Four, you got Giannis versus Larry Bird.
See, this is the tough part, because is Larry Bird really going to cover Giannis? I don't know, but Giannis can't shoot, and Larry Legend has a jumper.
So who would you take?
I mean, historically, all time, I'm going to have to take Larry Bird. But I think Giannis is a tougher matchup in a game format.
So who are you taking?
Is this 1v1?
No, it's the teams.
It's the teams. I'll take Larry Bird. I don't know. It's so hard to choose these things.
And then the center is Kareem versus Bill Russell.
Kareem.
Okay, so it's a tie.
It is a tie.
We changed the lineups.
No, right. But even then, I think that the first team, I don't know.
So you take the Bucks.
Yeah, I'll take the Bucks.
All right. Pick a number 1 through 9.
8.
8 and 1.
8 and 1.
We got the Golden State Warriors versus the Toronto Raptors. Warriors are Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, so basically the most efficient offense of all time plus Wilt Chamberlain.
Plus Wilt Chamberlain, yeah. Then the Raptors. Honestly, this team surprised me. I like this team.
Chris Mullin is going to be offended you left him out.
It's fine.
Over Klay Thompson, but
it's okay.
We'll talk another time.
Kyle Lowry. DeMar DeRozan, Vince Carter, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Bosh.
I mean, the easy answer is going to be the Warriors.
You want to go through the matchups?
Let's go through the matchups.
All right. At the one, it's Steph Curry versus Kyle Lowry. Easy answer.
I mean, let's give Kyle Lowry some credit. He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Yes. Basketball Hall of Fame.
But he's not Steph Curry.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
What other Hall of Fame would it be?
Yeah, but he's got an Olympic medal, so it carries him in. It's like, you know, by association.
Okay. So Curry.
Steph Curry.
And then at the two position, you got Clay versus DeMar DeRozan in their prime.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking prime. You have to take Clay Thompson.
Yeah?
I mean, that's a splash pass. Yeah. I mean, DeRozan's a mid-range assassin, but he never elevated his game past the three-point line.
Oh, that's fair. So. Then you got shooting or small forward. You got Kevin Durant versus Vince Carter. As much as I love Vince Carter, you just can't take him.
It's just Durant. I think this is almost a sweep besides the Draymond pick.
And then Kawhi Leonard versus Draymond Green.
We'll take Kawhi.
Really? Not Draymond?
No.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Actually, Draymond's probably going to take out Kawhi
in some dirty,
flagrant, dirty foul.
And then you got Chris Bosh versus Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, I'm going to take Wilt.
Yeah, I mean, I would as well.
It's a little tough. I like the all-time rosters. I like playing with them in 2K.
Me too.
It's like my favorite thing to do. All right. This game is called Around the Clock.
Okay.
So each of these answers, I'm gonna read you a phrase that's going to have a blank in it, and you got to tell me the number that correlates to that phrase.
Okay.
We're going to fill out the whole clock.
Okay.
So one answer for 1 through 12. Blank flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It's a number?
Yeah, you got to say the number. Come on.
I don't know.
The book? We read it in school.
Oh, one?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Oh, my goodness. Okay, off to a hot start.
Yeah, very hot.
Blank deadly sins.
Seven. Oh, God. I'm gonna have a tough time with this.
You're not confident.
Okay.
Blank commandments.
The Ten Commandments. I know that one.
Very nice. Hateful.
Hateful eight, because it rhymes. I know that one.
Very nice. Blank and dime. This one's a little bit tougher.
Blank and dime? D-I-M-E?
D-I-M-E.
Blank and dime. Nine?
Five.
Five and dime. That's what
five
I said.
And dime.
That's what I said.
That's not what
That's
you
what
said.
That's what I said.
Blank degrees of separation.
Four.
You don't know this one?
No.
Really?
What is this?
Six.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the, I actually don't know what it is either. Okay, I think it's like the Kevin Bacon number is like, do you know the Kevin Bacon number?
I do know that.
Yeah. So it's like, how many degrees of separation are you from
Kevin Bacon?
Your relatives.
Okay.
Or relation or something like that. Tale of blank cities.
Two.
Nice.
Tale of two cities. I know that one.
Blank years a slave.
12 years a slave.
12 years a slave.
Good movie.
Blank inch nails.
Nine Inch Nails. It's a good band.
Very good.
Crazy band.
Blank Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen.
Very nice. Do you know what that is? I don't.
Yeah, it's like the Four Horsemen are like the, it's like a Halloween thing. The Four Horsemen.
Oh, the Headless Ones?
I think, right?
I don't think so.
Four Horsemen?
I don't know. Blank 11.
Oh, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Great place right there.
The Blank Amigos.
The Tres Amigos.
Yeah.
The Three Amigos.
The Three Amigos. Nice. You made it good. Around the clock. How's it feel?
I almost did. You
stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, I did. What U.S. state has produced the most professional athletes? Now, we're going to go sport by sport here.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are. I got four sports.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
What state has produced the most professional football players?
Texas.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you. Because you know what? When we went into a lot of the debates with the players at the 7-on-7s,
yeah.
Texas is the best football state.
Oh, jeez. They have 623 professional players from there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, it doesn't lie. I mean, they're probably the best.
What about basketball? This one's a little tougher.
Basketball.
Think before you act.
I want to say it's in the Northeast area. It's kind of where my head's going. Way to keep a straight face. I was trying to see if you budged.
You didn't.
I have a gut answer.
Okay.
I have a gut answer.
What is it?
My gut answer is Maryland.
You're wrong.
Okay. Is it New York?
You're also wrong.
It's on the West Coast?
Yes.
California.
Yes, it's California. 430 professional NBA players.
You know what? I feel... Really?
430.
Wait, like historically?
Historically.
Or? Oh, historically. Historically.
That would be the more than
I know.
The NBA
was,
right
well, that's
now.
Why I was confused. That's why I thought maybe more modern. Maybe Maryland's up there.
Might be.
Mello?
Anybody else? Nope. What about baseball?
I think baseball, low-key. Well, no, now I'm a little... Because I want to go a warm place. So I'm thinking Florida.
Okay.
Is it Florida?
Is that your final guess?
Well, I was also thinking New Jersey, because I know there's a lot of New Jersey baseball players in the MLB that I know. I'm going to say Florida. It just makes sense.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Is it also Texas?
No, it's not Texas.
Is it California?
It is California. 2,408 professional baseball players came from there.
They have a lot of real estate in California. They get to play baseball year-round, yeah, most of the places.
Pretty much.
It's not fair.
And then what state has produced the most professional hockey players?
Now I want to go north.
You probably should go north, yeah.
New York.
No.
Because I thought maybe like towards Montreal, Canada.
No.
Maine.
No. You're going the wrong way.
Oregon.
No, you're too far.
North Dakota.
Nope. Closer.
Wisconsin.
Nope. Closer. You're right there. They have an accent. Kind of sounds like a Canadian accent.
Oh, Canadian accent?
Kind. They're next to Canada.
Michigan.
No. The other one. You want to tell you?
I don't know what else is over there.
Minnesota.
Oh, is that your Canadian Minnesota accent? I don't know.
290 professional hockey players came from Minnesota. Pretty interesting.
Crazy.
Happy I found that website. Would have never guessed. I'm just going to keep going. What do you call these things? This is a popular series that we have. I want to bring it back. Everyone likes it. What do you call these things?
Okay.
The things that people eat for breakfast that are fluffy and you could flip them.
Oh, flapjacks.
You don't call them flapjacks.
You call them pancakes.
Hot cakes?
Not hot cakes.
I call them hot cakes.
Pancakes. Stop it.
Pancakes.
That's nice and tucked in here.
This? Whoa. This is a pancake.
Is that why you brought it down here?
No.
What is in that thing? Is that Fruity Pebbles?
Sprinkles?
Anthony Dip.
He might have one for you up there. All right, so I call them pancakes.
Okay. I do too.
If you call them hotcakes, you're a crazy person.
Yeah, you're a lunatic.
They're very good.
I believe you.
What do you call the thing where you keep your money in?
Oh, that's a wallet?
Yep. That's what I call it.
What else would it be called?
Apparently some people call it a billfold.
No.
I have never heard that in my entire life.
There's some people out there, Brian, that want to be controversial and they want to say things the way they want to say them.
They're not controversial.
I'm not in agreement. It's a wallet. Everyone calls it a wallet.
I feel like British people call it a billfold.
Yeah, you know what?
You call it your billfold.
I like it. I like I like when you say it with an accent. I don't like it in our accent.
Me either. I don't like a lot of things.
Our accent.
What about the stuff you wear?
A jacket.
The things you wear to carry things on your...
Oh, a backpack.
Yeah.
La mochila.
Do you call it a backpack? I call it a backpack, I think.
I do call it a backpack.
A book bag?
Book bag when I'm growing up and I'm in elementary school, but we're adults now. Sometimes, we call it a backpack.
Yeah, sometimes you call it a rucksack.
No.
I feel like that's another British
thing,
too.
Where are you coming from?
A rucksack. You got your rucksack.
It probably is.
I call it a backpack. So you're saying backpack's the mature version of book bag.
Yeah. It is. You grow up. You grow into it. Backpack.
It's like how you get a bowl from Chipotle after a burrito.
Book bag.
When you mature, you get the bowl.
Well, now I get the bowl, but I get a
tortilla. You get the bowl?
But I get a tortilla on the side only because they started.
That's how I started.
They started charging extra for rice when you double up rice. So I need the rice. Yeah.
In a burrito or both?
In both. So they put a lot more rice in the bowl, and then I make my own burrito, and then I eat the rest of the bowl.
Interesting. All right, last question. And a lot of people were talking about this. What is your next bite of this sandwich? Now, give me your thought process here.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it, right?
I would hope so.
And C does not seem like a good option from a substance standpoint. You're not getting a lot of meat or whatever's in this sandwich. First of all, what kind of sandwich is this?
I don't know. It kind of looks gross.
It looks disgusting.
Imagine it's your favorite sandwich, okay, though, and it's laid out like
all
this.
All right, okay. Just let's imagine it's like grilled cheese, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a nice grilled cheese with bacon.
Okay.
And ketchup on it.
So when I look at C, that's the most accessible option because you're able to get a healthy bite.
Well, let's just break it down here.
I think sticking out a little bit, and the crust on C, you got a part that's unbitten, but you also get a fat part that is bitten if you really get in there.
Well, B obviously looks the most appetizing, right? Like that's the one that, and in my mindset, the most the most appetizing bite I usually save for the end.
This guy's got to cut his nails, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
A little long.
So I think the B looks the most appetizing, but I don't think you want to get the most appetizing bite out of the way, because then you won't enjoy the rest of the sandwich. You want something to look forward to.
Wait, are you getting one bite of this sandwich, or are you getting the whole thing?
What's your next bite?
My next bite?
Yeah, you're getting the whole sandwich. Well, your next bite?
My next bite is C.
Me too.
And that's a guarantee. That's a lock.
I agree. I think A is out of the question, because that would be a psycho thing to do. It's really between B and C, and the only reason you would pick B is if you're looking for some self-appreciation.
I'm confused. So this is my own sandwich, and this is... I thought it was someone else's sandwich that they gave me a bite of.
No, it's the next bite of your sandwich.
Of my sandwich.
Yes.
Okay. I'm taking C.
Yeah.
I ruled it out up front.
We're both taking C.
Well, you have to, because it's the most extended part of the sandwich. If you want stability for the rest of the time eating it, you need to take that off so you could attack the rest of the sandwich properly.
I agree. And you save B till the end.
Yeah. I mean, I might go C. I might go C again after that.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I might take a bite of A and then solidify, wrap it all in with B.
What's the next bite of this pancake?
Well, you got to take the middle. It's the middle.
It's the middle.
You have to. It's hanging out a little too far.
Yeah.
See, that's basically this situation, but the sandwich has the sticking out. So you want to create that pancake by taking a bite off C, and then you go in for B.
So you'd go here? I'd go here.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go here.
But you would go initially from this picture. You would bite C, and then it becomes that pancake shape that you showed. And then you would take B. So I'm going C and then B, and then we'll figure the rest out from there.
I like it. That's all I got for you.
All right. Love it. Podcast 62. Like the video, comment, subscribe if you don't already. Turn on your alerts.
Subscribe.
If you're listening on audio, go rate the podcast. We'll take a 5-star rating if you like.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Always appreciate the reviews. Comment. Do it all.
Do everything. Listen,
we're here. We're making shift happen. That's a wrap. Podcast 62.
We'll probably have merch out by now.
I really hope so. All right. Catch you in the next one.